Welcome to Femkill Takeover, presented by Belfem Inc. and Lux TV. I'm your host, Middles, and today we have...
Dominique Tauti.
Okay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. So, Dominique, what exactly do you do?
I do different things. I work as an accountant for a construction company.
Okay.
But I manage a small nonprofit organization called Tishushu Mama.
Oh, that's so cute. What exactly is Tishushu Mama?
Tishushu Mama is an endearing name where, you know, we call our children honey, honey bun. That's a name that we use in Haiti to call our kids, to make them feel loved.
Okay. So, from what I'm hearing, this is a organization that you have, right?
It's an organization that I manage. I say I manage because in a nonprofit organization, you have a board and you have, you know, members. So it doesn't belong to a person. It's for the benefits of the community.
Okay. So your organization, it's based out of Haiti?
It's based off here in South Florida. Okay. But we do a lot of activities in the rural area of Haiti, they have like underprivileged children.
Okay, that's wonderful. So, tout ba, so organization na pou tim na Haiti liye selman?
Se pa pou tim na Haiti selman, liye selman.
So, we de tim ni sit tou?
Gen tim moun isit ke nou ede tou.
Okay.
Gen tim moun ke nou ede patisipe nan aktivite sportif, nou sponsor yo. Mais c'est surtout éducation que nous projeter sur éducation. Nous aider des gens en Haïti qui pas de chance pour aller à l'école.
Okay.
Nous acheter des livres pour eux, nous payer l'école pour eux.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Et nous essayer quimber cellule familiale ensemble parce que en Haïti ça qui vient passer, les parents sont pas capables de payer l'école pour les gens, ils pas capables occuper eux, ils prennent eux, ils voyaient eux caï fami Port-au-Prince ou bien yo bay yo kay moun et ça qui vient passer ti moun sa yo passer misère côté que yo aller parce que yo pas vraiment à l'école ti moun yo abusé yo kembe yo fait travail dans kay bénéfice que parents espérer que ti moun na gagne ti moun na pas joindre bénéfice ça vraiment so nous même c'est là nous rentrer en jeu côté que nous dit OK non n'a ti moun n'a prêter kay parents ni n'a aider ti moun sa aller l'école et l'école pour lui, bali livre, bali fourniture classique and if et gagne fois tout aider avec manger.
Oh, that's
parce que
so sweet.
Si mon s'il pas gagne manger pour le manger, il pas capable aller l'école.
Okay. So what made you want to start this organization?
Since I live in Haiti, when I was living in Haiti, I used to help children in my neighborhood. Help them with school activities and stuff like that.
Right.
And so when you move here in the U.S., it's, you know, the need that is over there. And I was raised by my grandmother who taught me, you know, that when you can do for yourself, you have to help somebody get off the ground and help also.
Mom toujours dit ba ça too. She's just like that. She believes that ever since she came here, even la, definitely, of course, konnen le procédé, le fait bon bay, kounya. Her goal is to help the children that, you know, well, not, she doesn't have any more children in Haiti, but konnen sel yo, li gen nevil, nyes yo, so li ede yo to Haiti also.
It's part of our culture. Le we nou konnen ke gen moun ki nan nesesite, nou pa arete chita san pa fe anyen.
Absolutely.
And my passion is children.
Okay.
To help them, to empower them. Through education.
Okay.
Because when you have kids and you teach them how to read, and they can do a lot for themselves when they grow up because they are the future of the country.
Absolutely.
And if you keep them, you know, and suppress them, they're not going to be able to help themselves. But if you give them tools, like which is education, teach them how to read, to teach them how to think for themselves. So they know what's right from wrong and how to make good decisions for their life. Then, you know.
Okay. So what is your long-term goal for the for this organization?
Our long-term goal is to...
Long-term goal
is to continue to empower the children, but we are looking at building like community centers.
Okay.
In Haiti. We start doing our research, and we're thinking about La Vallée de Jacmel, where we have somebody in line that is interested in helping us with that community center.
Okay.
And the community center will be there to give full access to the kids' library, sports, and, you know, to give them a place where they can go and be kids.
Yeah, stay out of trouble.
Stay out of trouble, yeah. Because the rural area of Haiti are forgotten.
Yeah.
Everything is the capital. They do everything in Port-au-Prince.
Right.
And a lot of places that we have been going, there's no resource for children there. No activities for children.
Okay.
And that's one thing we are trying to help out with.
Okay. Okay, so let's go back to you, Dominique. Where are you from in Haiti?
I was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Okay.
However, my mom is from Petit Goave.
Okay.
My dad is from Las Caobas, and my grandmother was from Mirbalet.
Okay.
But I was born in Port-au-Prince, so I'm full-blown Haitian.
That's great.
From both parents. Haitian parents.
That's how I am. My mom is from Benin. My dad is from Jacmel, but I was born in Port-au-Prince. But okay. I think like
it took me a long time to go back.
Oh really?
But when I went back and I saw, you know, that the country was worse than when I left.
Okay.
And my heart compelled and said, I have to do something.
Okay.
So I have to do something.
So
you know?
Do you go often now?
Yes.
Okay.
We usually go twice a year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
You know what? And it's pretty sad. Like, I haven't been to Haiti since I was 15. I don't know. Every time I want to go, there's always something going on that, you know, that just keeps me from wanting to go. Mm-hmm. Like, not too long ago, I wanted to go in April, and something happened in April, and I actually have a family member that was on their way to Haiti, and the morning that they were supposed to fly out, they got a phone call like, hey, you don't even need to come. There's no way we're going to be able to pick you up from the airport. It's just too dangerous. And, you know, it's sad because, you know, being someone that was, you know, a native of Haiti, mm-hmm. I speak Creole, I read Creole, I write Creole and everything like that. And I haven't been to Haiti since I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, not because I don't want to, but I don't want to say it's a fear, but I want to, like, you know, I don't want to do that.
This is our greatest challenge, the political situation in Haiti.
Right.
Because many times that we plan a trip and we are not able to go because of what's going on over there.
Okay.
And last time that we went, which was for school last year,
mm-hmm.
and to help the kids with school,
okay.
Well, we were stuck.
Okay.
We were stuck, and then, but you know, we were able to come back. But it's like that. We prepare a trip, and we can go. We have to wait, but when we are able to go, then we go.
Okay. Usually, you know, we tend to ask questions like, "What does your parents feel about the dream that you're pursuing right now?" But I know you're a parent, right? You have children as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if they wanted to continue doing what you started, would you be okay with that?
My daughter, Katiana,
okay.
She is very involved in what I'm doing. And she's one of the person who really pushed me with my husband
okay.
To do that because She always say, "Mommy, you're talking about you want to do that for her. When are you going to start?"
Okay.
You, she said, "You're doing it like privately."
Right.
Because nobody knew that I was doing that privately.
Yeah.
I helped my, the first kid that I helped, she's today a PA.
Oh.
She's in New York and she's a PA. The second one, she's in medical school in Dominican Republic.
Bless your heart.
So things like that. And she said, "You do that like privately, you know, can do it."
Kone sa, kone, like, I think what it is like, gen moun le yon kone se ou menm kap fel, yon pa bossi po an, jop yon bossi po an, because that's how some people are. Not to talk negative about anybody, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some people like me, I feel more fulfilled doing things in secret,
mm-hmm.
And not having my face out there, but I can understand why. Because, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you know, you want to put it out there so you can have more attention, so you can bring more awareness and stuff like that. So your children, you want them to eventually take over and continue, or
when, do you have when a the board? Yes, we do have, we have a board of directors, we okay. have members, and they have, you know, they are say so in, we plan, and the, organization is going and is growing.
Right.
So, my daughter, she's very involved.
Okay.
And that's one person that one day probably will, you know, will lead the organization if I'm no longer here.
Okay.
You know,
I think that's wonderful. I love nonprofit stuff. Anything charity, anything nonprofit. I think it's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing.
It is when you know, when you have the right vision, mm-hmm. and you have the people who align with your, who are aligned with your vision, and we work together as a team,
okay.
to make things happen.
Okay. So, social media. Your business is on social. I mean, well, not your business. Your nonprofit is on social media.
On Facebook.
That's where people can reach you, right?
Yeah. So, on Facebook, on Instagram.
Okay.
And we have a website as well.
Okay. If you don't mind, what's the website?
It's tshushu.org.
Okay. And when they go on there, what can they find?
They'll find the mission statement. They'll find our vision. They'll find a project that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about us.
Okay, that's wonderful. And they can also like donate through the website and
exactly.
Well.
They can donate through the website as okay. well.
Do you guys do anything as far as like, you know, in the community, like fundraisers to?
Yes, to we do. We do. We do pet and sip fundraisers.
Oh,
we
I love
do,
those.
Yes, we do that. We go to Little Haiti Cultural Center.
Yeah.
And next Saturday, we are having a floral design
okay.
Fundraiser that is sponsored by Disla Events.
Okay.
So we are having that, and it's for, we are trying to do a kitchen renovation for the children of Haiti
okay.
at a school in Petit Grave called Ebenezer School.
Okay.
And to implement a lunch program for them.
Okay, okay. So, you know, 2019, we're very technical now. Everything is social media, social media, social media, social media, social media. Technology, computers, technology. So are you big on social media? Like, are you into stuff like that? Because we have to know.
When it comes to social media and stuff like that, I always reach out to the people that know more about
okay.
it. I'm not a really technical
okay.
Technology, you know, savvy.
Okay.
But we are on Facebook, and when it's time to post pictures or to post, you know, somebody else.
It's okay because I'm not technical either, to be honest. Like. It's always a new feature coming out. I don't
yes.
know what this is for. I've been having an iPhone, I think, since iPhone 4 came out, and I still don't even know how to use
it. I have never owned one because.
You never own an iPhone?
No.
Please don't tell me you have a flip phone.
No, I don't have a flip phone. I have an Android phone.
Oh, okay.
And I know how to text. I know, you know, to do all my basics.
The basics that you need.
Yes. Yes. Oh,
understandable.
I check my email, and I can do that.
Okay.
But I'm not you know, savvy on technology and okay. stuff like that. And because I know everybody has their strength and weakness, and there's other people that can help with that.
Absolutely. So, tu as aussi du marié, pas vrai?
Mm-hmm.
So, là, ça va faire, ouais, is your husband involved? Like, li bon pil support lan sa
fè? Yes, definitely. That, my husband is my number one fan with my daughter.
I love it. I love it.
And that man, he pushes me. He helped me out. He helped me be myself and do what I have at heart.
I love it. I love it. So I remember you told me my upa Haitien too. So how does he feel like? So he basically adapted to the Haitian culture?
He adapted well. His mom is Haitian.
Okay. I'm sorry. Correction. He's not active.
His mom moved when she was really young here.
Okay.
And his dad is British.
Okay.
He was born in the Virgin Islands, okay, in St. Thomas.
So he has a little bit of everything.
He has a little bit of everything, but he learned a lot about the Haitian culture.
Okay.
He's married to Haitian women. He eats Haitian food. Ooh, now.
That's what I'm about to say.
Yes. And so he took the skin.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I love it. So earlier today we talked about a special topic. So you said that you wanted to talk about marriage and polygamy.
Mm-hmm.
So of course you're married, so I know you don't agree with polygamy.
I don't.
So what's your view on marriage? How has marriage, you know, being married helped you and, you know, took your career, your life to a different level? Well, how long have you been married?
This year is going to be my fifth year. I was previously married, and my first husband passed of cancer.
Okay.
Long battle with cancer. He died in 2010.
Okay.
And I had two children from previous marriage.
Okay.
So then I met my husband, and, you know, it's a second chance in life, like love life. And you know, we learn all about each other. We decided that we wanted to do life together. That's so good. This year going to be our fifth year anniversary, and I was blessed.
So what do you have to say to the women out here that's looking to get married? Because, you know, you don't keep up on social media, so there's this thing called the hot girl summer going on.
Okay, I don't even know about that.
So the hot girl summer is just like us. Well, I'm not gonna say us women. I'm not going to say I'm a part of the hot girl movement. I'm not a part of the hot girl movement, but, you know, we just feel like this summer we're going to live our life. We're going to...
You can be hot for your husband.
Well, for me, it's I'm going to live my life. I'm going to go to brunch. I'm going to have lunch. I'm going to go to, what is this thing called? Networking events, meet and greets. And some people, you know, they choose to have a hot girl summer a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your intake on women that's looking to get married? What advice do you have for them?
Women who look to get married, you have, you know, to know marriage is commitment,
mm-hmm,
right? It is commitment. It is a partnership where even though you, as an individual, you are you, but... It's a lot of work. It's a lot because you meet with somebody that is different background from you, that has a different education, and you come together.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, you have to accept each other. Each other has their flaws. I have my flaws. He has his flaws. I have my qualities. He has his qualities. But at the end, we come together to whatever that we want to do together.
Yeah.
We choose to do life together.
Okay, because I know, like, I don't know if it's out any other culture, because I'm Haitian, I'm speaking from within the Haitian culture, like, vous connaissez, yo dit depuis femme n'arrive 30 ans, d'où c'est mourir sous lit, you know, that's the age where maman a poussé, like, oh, you need to get married, you know, you need to have children, and, you know, like me, I'm 28. I'm not married, nor do I have children right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I still have time. And, mm-hmm, you know, and I'm not saying that in my mother's eyes that she doesn't feel like I have time. But, mm-hmm, you know, she's very adamant about me being married, mm-hmm, and having children and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, calm down. Because, you know, now the way I see things, you know, marriage doesn't really last as long anymore. You know, people just do it for fun and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be a part of that statistic where, you know, I'm married today and tomorrow, you know, I'm married for the wedding, mm-hmm, not the marriage. And then tomorrow, you know, everything falls apart. So, you know, I just feel like me, I can wait for the right person. You get what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
So, in the Haitian community, you know, not only is it l'école, l'église, la caille, but it's like you
That's
can't
how I
have
was
no.
raised.
That's, I'm not gonna say I was raised like that, but I was somewhat raised like that. Yeah. But you know, l'école, l'église, la caille, and then there's no relationship in between, and then l'ogadi se pou malie, like how, you know?
Well, so. it's things have changed a lot. My daughter, she's like you. She's not married, and
right.
she doesn't have any children, and she doesn't feel like she's ready yet.
Right.
And I understand that.
Yeah. I would
rather that she takes her time.
Yeah.
And meet the right person.
Right.
And decide. Both of them decide to do life together.
Right.
Because it's not all love, love, love.
Yeah.
You, as a Christian woman, I believe in marriage.
Right.
I believe in marriage. And if I get married, I will do, like, when I get married, I said I will do whatever it takes for my marriage to succeed.
Right.
Like, you know, give my husband support, like I receive 100% support. And more from him,
right.
like emotional, everything.
Right.
Everything is there for me. I'm there for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said, I think everything that you're doing is wonderful. And I think, you know, even now being married for 5 years, there is a chance at love at whatever age and stuff like that. Especially now the way society is too, when you're a woman and you're in business, you have businesses and, you know, you have things going, it's a lot harder now because, you know, men tend to feel like you're a threat or you're too independent. So, you know.
I am very independent.
And
my husband knew that and he accept that
okay.
because this is how I am.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not bashing any men because, you know, I'm here for the guys too, even though it's from Color Takeover. Okay, so let's just get a little personal. You're into music. You like music?
I like music.
Yeah.
I like Haitian music, mm-hmm. but I also like jazz, and I like music from other culture also.
Okay, so if you was to pick a favorite artist in the Haitian community, who would you pick?
I like Emeline Michel.
Oh, yeah. She's
I like good. Emeline Michel, and I like Bitova Oba.
Okay.
I like Reginald Policor. I like Karimi.
I was going to say, I don't know some of these people, but
you know?
I know Karimi. I know Emeline, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm very diversified in music.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm very biased. I'm not gonna lie. I like compa, Afro beats, and reggae. Don't get in gospel. Don't give me nothing. Well, R&B. Don't give me nothing else. I don't want to hear it. I don't care for it.
Okay.
I could never be a DJ.
Okay.
But so there's a lot of women in the industry right now that's doing music, like, you know, Rachelle, Felicia Ross. You know, who else? We have Annie. We have Fatima and stuff like that. How do you feel about them and their movement?
Well, as far as music,
mm-hmm.
For the Haitian music, I'm very old school.
Okay.
And I don't know a lot of new artists.
Okay.
But as long as the music is uplifting,
okay,
and it's positive, I will like it.
Okay.
But you know, a lot of our artists, you know, when you listen to them, you don't know what you are listening to.
Right.
And the musicality is not there.
Okay.
But like the new generation, I'm not too familiar with them.
Okay.
But the Asian artists,
mm-hmm.
I like their music.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know, I'm just really into the Caribbean vibe, so,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, as far as sisterhood, I know you have a nonprofit. Do you find a lot of your volunteers, are they women? Are you good with working? Do you find women being very helpful in this aspect? Because, you know, sometimes women tend to compete with one another. Like me, I'm a firm believer, and I don't come to compete, I come to complete.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm
mm-hmm.
here to complete a circle of women that's
mm-hmm.
trying to be, you know, successful, that's
mm-hmm.
trying to uplift, and I'm all about sisterhood. So do you find that you have a lot of women that's very supportive in what you're
very
doing?
Very supportive, because you can't have a nonprofit organization if you don't have support.
Yeah.
You can't do it on your own.
Right.
You have to have the support of people who have the same vision as you.
Right.
And as far as women,
mm-hmm.
When you uplift, you know, another woman,
right,
and you help succeed, mm-hmm. it's also your success.
Absolutely.
It
I
is
totally
also
agree.
Your success, yes.
I totally agree.
And and not only women, whomever you help in the course of, you know, of your work, with a career or spiritual, or it, you know, it's also a reflection on you.
Okay, wonderful. So, you know, this is a Belle Femme Inc. show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we have to ask you, how do you find a Belle Femme? Well, how do you define a Belle Femme, and what makes you a Belle Femme?
Okay. A Belle Femme is somebody who stands by their core values for me.
Okay.
Which is integrity, their moral, their, you know, where their actions speak louder than their word.
Right.
It's not all word, but you have to see that person in action.
Right.
Somebody who knows their worth, what, you know, what they are worth. But it's, you know, be somebody that you can count on.
Right.
You know, it's somebody you can just sit and not talk to, and you understand each other.
Okay.
Like you have a sister. And when I say sister, it doesn't have to be blood sister.
Right.
You know, you sit there and, you know, you just understand each other.
Right.
Somebody that's there for you and you're there for. But moral values are very, very important for me.
Absolutely.
You know, being integrity, it's, you know, somebody empowerment that empower you and you empower them.
Right. Like they say, beautiful. You're beautiful inside and
inside,
out.
Inside and out.
Inside and out.
Inside and out.
Okay.
Because Belle Femme come first from the inside, from the heart. Then when you beautiful inside, it reflects on your outside.
Okay. Well, I did enjoy our segment. And before we wrap it up, can you please let everybody know one more time how we can find you, where we can find you, and how we can contact you before we go ahead and wrap this
up? Okay. You can find us on Facebook, Tishushu Mama Inc. Instagram, hashtag Tishushu Mama.
Okay.
And online, tishushumama.org.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Dominique, for being here today.
Thank you, Midos. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure to meet you, too. And guys, thank you for being a part of the Takeover.